Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by Jackie O. Jazz Hands. She writes, a great, funny podcast about real topics we all struggle with. Kim gives great advice and support to people to live their best life. That just fills my heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to write me that 5-star review. And for those of you who have yet to leave that 5-star review, all you have to do is go on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and do the same thing, and I will read it on the air. So thank you so much, Jackie O. Jazz Hands. It fills me up when I read those reviews from the heart. Enjoy the podcast. Hey, Magic Makers. Today I had a great conversation with Miss Venus Davis. She likes to be called V. And we talked all about how do we find that balance between work being home and home being school and your office and your gym and your restaurant? How do you find the time to make time for being healthy? You know, I've heard from many of you that it's such a challenge because your routines have literally been blown up because of Rona. And, you know, today she really broke down a simple ways so that you can create, you know, many ways to better manage your time, right? You know, so that you can make self-care a priority and stop putting it on the back burner. You know, even if your schedule is really demanding and you're going from back-to-back meetings and trying to, you know, set up the remote learning for the kids and all of that magical stuff. So I'd love to hear from you. What are some of your takeaways? Do me a favor and screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram, Kim Jefferson Coach, or you can find me on Facebook at Kim Barnes Jefferson. And here is my conversation with Miss V. Davis. Enjoy. All right, Magic Makers. One of the things I've heard from many of you is work is now home, home is now work, the gym, school, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, I don't know which end is up. How do I create the same routines, the same habits that I have now that I am home all the damn time? How do I, you know, start to create better habits, healthier habits for myself? So today I have Venus. She likes to be called V. She is the founder of the Strong Academy, and she is all about helping corporate people transform their fitness and working with committed individuals. She had me at committed. I love that word, committed. And she has a very demanding schedule, and she's showing us how do you put it all together. You know, I know it feels like a Rubik's Cube, and trust me, I sucked at the Rubik's Cube, but today we're going to figure out how do we make our own Rubik's Cube and how we make it work for ourselves. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I always, when I'm looking for guests, I'm like, how can I find people who just get it, right? Who can, like, sure, you're smart. I love smart people, but how can you be smart and practical, right? You are a working mom. you're hustling. So you know what it's like to be like, hey, I got to tap out and do something for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Over the years of raising my son and managing school and working in a corporate environment and trying to keep the body healthy all at the same time, I definitely have been where a lot of people are today with trying to figure out how am I supposed to do all this and, you know, do it now from home. But, you know, it's about time management. I find that to be, and that's hard even for me, like, okay, wait, time out. So I have to really be responsible for my time now. I can't just say those words. I have to actually be about those words in a different way, right? Just trying to make sure that we find the time to not only get to the gym, but to make sure we have like food, like, and how are we managing those calls and everything that we're doing throughout the day with the challenge of raising our kids and having our kids on deck and our personal lives, period. It's about that. It's about trying to find that way to balance it, and without it making it too much for you or making you anxious. So taking a deep breath and honing in and just getting at that, so it's not overwhelming when you hit Monday through Friday.
Yeah. And you know, you hit the nail on the head. So like so many of us we're trying to do so much, and you hit the nail on the head with time management. And so when you have these people who are like, girl, I got a more than full-time job. I got kids. I got a husband. I got a wife. I got this, 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 and this. How do you say, okay, take a deep breath, stop, you know, to break free of that overwhelm?
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I try to take a step back. I let them get it all out and say, you know, those top five things that are creating the stressors for them and trying to find balance in it all. And, you know, the one thing that I find that they really, really struggle with, because they're gonna be online for their calls, right? They're mm-hmm. gonna get on for the Zooms and they're gonna do that. I feel like where they tend to slack is when it comes to moving the body yep. and finding something healthy to eat, right?
Yep.
More or less the self-care part of it. And that's where I try to check in with them, more or less even a little bit more, you know, stringent on those pieces. Like, so after you do all that kind of stuff and take care of your husband and do your Zoom calls and feed your kids, what are you doing for your self-care? It's like, right. Comes right back around to that and see what their answers are, see what they're saying about that. I did an event that last month for one of my corporate clients, and we tapped on different aspects of self-care throughout that entire hour workout that we did, just because I had a feeling, also because of myself in the same predicament, just making sure that people are somewhat getting adjusted to finding time for themselves. I don't think we've all mastered it as of yet. she's like, no. and I think like also with it now being fall, I'm fortunate enough to have been thinking about this ahead of the curve, for my clients. Like, okay, it's fall, school's starting back. And this whole school thing is a whole nother, dynamic of things.
Yes.
To add to the layer of stuff that's happening right now. And, you know, how do they juggle it all? How is this? I have, you know, my nieces and my nephews, and I'm talking to my sisters and my brothers and how they're doing it with their kids, and also still trying to keep their daily lives going as well. So that kind of gave me a little bit of a perspective as to what's happening with a lot of the professionals in the work environment of how they're doing it also, and to think ahead of the curve for them and things that they may need to think about going into this new academic year. So that is like where it starts for me. It was like, okay, fall's coming, the days are getting shorter. We're still trying to get used to or figure out our way through everything that is happening in mm-hmm. 2020. And now we have this lovely complication of the academic school year in throw, right? And so that's why I always circle back to the self-care part of it. Because if you're not taking the time to think out for yourself while you have to think for everybody else and everything else, you kind of get lost in there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I think a lot of my listeners, we are former, you know, if I can't get a 2-hour workout in, then I might as well just not work out. And so, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm sure other people in their minds are like, you know, I'm used to going to the gym, and if I can't, you know, go to my CrossFit class or go to my blah, blah, blah class, then what the hell am I supposed to do? You know, can I get a good workout at home? You know, kind of justifying if my workout isn't, you know, kicking my own ass, is it a workout?
Yeah, no, I get it. I am a strength and conditioning machine. So I get it. Like, I get needing to have the feeling of moving heavy objects and putting them up and down. That's my thing too. And I also was like, what in the world am I supposed to do without a leg press? I was right there. So one thing that I did learn, again, really quickly, is your body is the gym. So we have to kind of change the way we're thinking about things. We have no choice, you know, and, you know, luckily the gyms are back open, but I know a lot of people are a little nervous about going mm-hmm. in or whatever their reservations are around that. And, you know, getting that 2-hour workout in that we're so used to is now more of a challenge. Mm-hmm. But I take that, you know, in the beginning, I was like, yeah, how's this going to happen? But I took that as like an epic challenge. I'm like, yeah, so how am I going to be great out here? And, you know, again, realizing that my body is the gym, meaning I can do this. I can do my core workout in the morning. You know, I can go out and run. I can get out here. I live on the water, which I'm really grateful for, but I can get out here. I can do my squats and my lunges and my plyo jumps, you know, right outside. It has actually allowed me to be able to get more outside interaction than I would have ever gotten before. Right. So one thing I do advise is like, definitely take advantage of that experience of being able to get outside and change up your workouts, accept the challenge, like, right. And remembering that your body is the gym. So it's different than getting in there and getting in the rack. Now you have to figure out ways to make it great outside of that. That's an awesome challenge because you're going to find your body taking on different exercises differently than it would if you were just in the gym doing the same things that you always are used to doing. And I find that awesome. It's like, you know, that's cool. And then also with the gyms being open at this time, you can balance that, right? So you can maybe go in the gym maybe twice a week and then challenge yourself to training yourself on your own twice a week and then train yourself outside twice a week. It's all about creating a balance that works well for you so you can get the best bang out of it for you and what you're used to, and how you're used to training. I love it. I love like going in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do legs today. And then tomorrow I'm going for like an insane run. And my legs are like fuel. They're just like ready to go. Cause I'm doing something different than I'm used to doing. And I'm allowing myself to get outside and change my environment. I think that's another big thing is being open to the changing of the environment. We're going to move into fall soon or now even as we get here. I can't believe it's
don't September. Talk dirty to me. That's just horrible.
Just a whole nother situation, but we're here, right? And the days are going to get shorter, and the weather's going to change on us. So we have to be prepared to continue to adapt. And let's do that in a way that keeps our anxiety down and can increases our energy. So we have to like remember, like let's keep our activity level high, so our energy stays high, and that way the anxiety and the stressors stay low. So it's about that balance there, right?
And I love that because you're agreed. I want to say that I feel, you know, well, I live in a cold climate. So, you know, my fingers are crossed of how long we can keep this good weather going. But you're absolutely right. I don't think I would have gone outside as much for my workouts had I not been forced. Had the gym not been closed till, I want to say our gyms didn't open up here till mid-July, that I would have, you know, I would have never been, I think also I had post-traumatic boot camp instructor disorder. And so, and you know, you were in the military, so you know what it's like when you're like, they had you outside in all kinds of weather and you're like, damn, can we not take a break today?
Right. Exactly.
So I think for a long time, I didn't really work out outside because I would literally was like, I used to have to do this for a living and hell no, if it's raining or if it's cold, I'm not doing it. So I feel like, take advantage of that outside because, you know, God knows what Rona has involved for us this winter.
Oh, Rona. Oh my God, Rona. Please take
the vaccine. Yeah. I feel like if I call it Rona, like, it, you know, it's like that friend that like is kind of annoying, but you're still friends.
Because they just won't go away.
Exactly. You're just like, fine, Rona, you can come along. Like, just you wore me down.
You're here already. Let's just do this. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So I liked also what you talked about. It's like, okay, think about it different, right? Instead of saying to yourself, I used to go to the gym and I would hit the leg press and I'd be flipping tires, blah, blah, blah. You're like, think different. You know, your body becomes your fuel. So even though you're not able to do that, what else could you do? Right. And I think many people, we get caught into our own old patterns that were like, we're kind of like that record that has like a scratch in it. That we just can't move past it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm someone who's like, girl, I only know what to do when I'm at class, or I only know what to do when a trainer's in front of us. How do we start to like say to those people, like, how do you start to think outside of the box?
I have suggested to a lot of people that have been my existing clients. I know what their interests are already. I know what they're like. A lot of my clients are strength and conditioning people, so they were quick to go buy the weights. Mm-hmm. Like, they're texting me or they're DMing me, like, I'm thinking about buying a Bowflex bike. I'm thinking about buying a Pelotoner. You know, they're all like about buying some equipment, and I don't shy them away from that, because I think, you know, again, with adapting to change, they are trying to find ways to keep going and keep their bodies going and keep their activity level up in the midst of, and also, God forbid, gyms close again. And that's absolutely not an option. Right. So I think it's really important to find a way, and possibly if you're able to invest in a few pieces of equipment that will satisfy your training needs. And I know we can't all put a leg press in our living room. Trust me, I'm trying to figure out how to do it.
Right.
In my 800 square foot apartment. But, you know, just finding some of the tools and finding other things that you, finding other weights and other tools that you can use to get your workouts in adequately. And still, you know, you don't have to say, I'm never going to go to the gym again. But like I said, you can, being smart, you could possibly limit your interaction in the gym. So you're still getting some, because I know how it was. My gym didn't open until July either. And I was like, okay, I have to reintroduce my whole body to everything. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, keeping somewhat of a balance, right? It's all about the balance right now. It's about finding those other ways to strength train. Invest in a couple kettlebells, invest in some dumbbells, you know, get a bike. I'm thinking about buying a bike. I've not had a bike since I've been living in DC. Get a bike and go for a ride. But finding other ways to achieve that workout just the same without being in that physical space. Because what we don't know with our good friend Rona that won't go away is there's always that possibility that things may shut down again.
Right.
And if you are not finding a way to work around how to train, you're going to be in a world of hurt come, like, if God forbid that happens again, because we won't have access to those gyms. So that's why it's about creating a balance even now. So that way, if and when that happens, you're not relying fully on a brick and mortar gym space to get it done. Right. You can resort to your dumbbells in your living room and do those walking lunges. You can get those crunches in, you can get, you know, somebody's workout in to keep that body going. And that's what's most important. We might not be like bodybuilder ready, stage ready all the time right now, but at the same time, we're taking care of our health. We're keeping ourselves in check, and we're not allowing our health to go by the wayside.
Right. And while I love all of that, because it's like, it's just sitting down and getting creative. And, you know, I know right now it might be a little challenging to find weights and kettlebells and things like that, but it's like, start the process now. You know, I didn't realize how much crap I had in my home until I had to work out in my home. And I was like, oh, I have this and I have that. You know, also people are getting creative with like gallons of water as your weight. So, you know, even if you can't run to the local store and find it, you know, get creative with those kinds of products you can use. But I want to circle back before we hit the record button. We were talking about time management, and you were talking about how, you know what, it's like before everything was kind of shut down and things were in a squishy place, you're like, I had to set a schedule. I put things in my calendar and I treated it like it was an appointment. Now, and you said even after shutdown, you're like, I still do the same thing. You know, so let's go back to that conversation so that people can hear it other than me, because it was really good.
Sure. So, you know, I manage a full-time, I manage being a trainer, I manage doing coaching, and it's a huge thing already, even pre-COVID. Now that this is all happening from my 800 square foot apartment, you know, time management is so important, because I don't have the commute and I don't have, you know, the traffic to sit in and all those other things. Literally it's all running together in that same space. So some days, obviously things run together, but other times we need to realize we have to block out adequate time for everything, for every part of our day. You know, if you know, I know for me, my call schedule usually starts around 9:30 or 10 on an average, you know, Monday through Friday. I have to set my schedule to just as I would if we were still, you know, in traffic, you know, or if I still had to make time to get to the office or whatever. And that time now is like maybe either going for a run, getting my first workout in, or preparing meals for the day. So taking the time to schedule the things that are important to keep you balanced throughout the day slash week, it's just as important. And use your calendar. Use all your calendar tools that you use for your Zooms and your Microsoft team meetings and everything else you got going on. Use that for your taking breaks and stretching. You know, I know sitting at home on the computer all day, my neck is super duper tight, and right, a lot of my clients are experiencing that. So we are doing way more neck stretches. And if you go to the Strong Academy's website, there's some demos of me doing some of those neck stretches, because it's just so hard to keep your neck from hurting from sitting in one position all day. So taking those breaks and stretching, resting your eyes from staring at the screen, you know, from numerous hours at a time. And also, like, one of the things that I really love so much, Kim, this is like my favorite thing, is like, no one knows what I'm wearing when I'm on these Zooms all day.
Right.
So guess what? I dress in gym clothes every day. I'm in my gym gear like every day throughout my calls, because as soon as I'm done with that last call, I'm outside. I'm moving. I'm getting out of here. I got to change the scenery. Got to start getting into my routine of exercise. For those people who are used to training in the afternoons or in early evenings, put your gym clothes on when you start your day.
Yes.
And get off that last Zoom, the day is yours. Like, and have that on your calendar. Like, okay, you know, 5 o'clock, it's time for me to get up and get my run in and do shoulders today, get my core workout in, whatever you're doing, put that on your calendar and have your clothes on already. It's like so much easier to just adapt that and get right into transition right into what you're trying to do if you're already dressed and ready for it. So that's one way to do it.
Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was like, yeah, that's 100% true. Like, you know, it's kind of like when I started working out in the morning, I would set up my clothes. I tell my clients either wear your clothes to bed or set them out.
Yeah.
And I would wear my clothes to bed. And I was like, I'm just going to the gym tomorrow.
I love it. No excuses with that. Like,
no.
No excuse. But yeah, you know, I feel good when I'm in my gym gear. I know that in my head, when I'm on those calls, I'm already looking at what I'm wearing and it's preparing me for what I'm going to do after. It's also like, I would think it would also help someone keep in mind what they're putting in their bodies. Mm. Like, okay, I'm already dressed, so I got to make sure I'm hydrating throughout this day, because I'm getting out here. I'm doing this when I get off these calls. Or, you know, I got to make sure I get some protein in and, you know, eat something, and I don't just sit here and stare at the screen all day. Because again, when I get off this call, I'm going to go do what's important to me and my body, right? So creating that habit is just phenomenal. And then your brain has a moment to release like the whole part of the day that you just spent staring at a screen, and it's now being turned and focusing on your self-care.
Yeah. I everything you said, I'm like, check, 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 check. You're agreed, right? Like, trust me, I love living in my pajamas. That's my happy place. But you know, right now, if you would have seen me on screen, I'm in my workout clothes. I worked out this morning. I had some breakfast. I hopped on this call, and I'm going to teach again at noon. So it doesn't matter. Like, I could be all party up top and I could have on yoga pants on the bottom.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
No one needs to know that. Or hell, you're working from your house. As long as, you know, the vitals are covered, who cares what you have on?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, just little things that you can do to help remember that your body is the gym. You don't have to focus on being in that space or, you know, or you got to remember that you're able to do this. My hashtag everywhere is train for life. Right. And that, because no matter where you are, no matter the circumstance, no matter what's happening, we have to always be in a position to take care of ourselves and get our training in to be able to take care of all these other things. We can't be every person if we're not taking care of ourselves.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'd love to also, like, it's like about the movement, right? You are like, it's most people, we get caught in our head that like, it has to look like this. Like it has to be, you know, 3 sets of 10 and the last few reps have to feel hard, where right now you're like, but if you can't hit the sled, you could go for that walk and, you know, get in the movement, get in those 10,000 steps, you know, yes. Do squats while you're on that Zoom call, like turn your camera off and do squats, you know, every time someone, you know, make it a game, you know, kind of like people make a game of like shots when someone says something, you know, whenever like, you know, someone says like, I always laugh because it's always like every company has like those cultural words that everyone uses. You know, like my husband's company always uses set yourself up for success. So like it can be like, as soon as someone says set yourself up for success, do 10 squats, you know, some whatever the other like words that people say in your, you know, their community words, do 10 pushups, you know, and that way, like during those meetings, you're doing something rather than sitting there being like, when is this thing over?
Yeah, you know, and for me, I have been a big candidate and pusher for standing desks when we were in the office space.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, don't sit down all day, like stand up and take that call, walk around and take that call. You know, make sure that you're moving. You're not just sitting there. And then if you are sitting, you know, like you said, I love the 10 squats. I'm all about the glute challenge. I'm about the glute game. I'm like, let's lift those legs 10 times each leg, feel the burn, you know, and that way you're not just sitting there like, and your muscles aren't just stagnant, not doing anything throughout the day. Any little challenge that you can do for yourself, get on the floor and do 20 crunches between your calls, like whatever it is. Because again, your body's a gym. Like you don't have to always just wait until 6 p.m. to get it in. Like you could be doing little things throughout the day to get it in. So yeah.
No, and I love the little things throughout the day, because I feel like, you know, we talked about time management at the very beginning of this, and so many people will, that's the first thing when someone, you know, you're talking to a potential client and the first thing they're like, they say to you is time. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing everyone always says, like, well, you know, they give you their list of all the reasons why. And usually it's because of time. So yeah. I like the, you know what, give me 10 minutes, like find 10, like 3 blocks of 10 minutes throughout the day. And you've had 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The way you chop it up is totally your prerogative, but just do it. You know, if, you know, I do something with my sister and her two daughters, I do this 30, 20, 10. Just to do something with them before they get on their calls. So they got 30 jumping jacks, 20 crunches, and 10 pushups or any Love flip it. Of that, right? And go for it, do it. They're challenging each other to see who can get it done fastest. And then they're sending me a quick text like, Auntie, you know, Cece got it done before Jasmine this morning or whatever it is. And that's creating, you know, a small habit right there, you know what I mean? In a fun way that people are getting things in. So they're not just like letting their day go and trying to find a way to get it in at some other hour.
But I also like that, because if I, you know, do the 30, 20, 10, then I could see one time. I could also see when I'm not feeling winded, you know, maybe after like 10 jumping jacks, I'm like, sweet Georgia Brown. And maybe as the more I do it, the more I'm like, oh crap. I'm like, hey, I'm at 30 and I feel really good already. Or maybe my push-up sucked and I was on my knees and now I'm like half knees, half toes.
Yes, exactly. Like 2 weeks ago, you were doing all those push-ups on your knees. And then 2 weeks in, you're doing like, you know, whatever variation of that. And the next thing you know, it's like, you know what? I remember when I wasn't able to do any of these on my toes. I'm doing some of these on my toes now. Like that's a game changer within itself. So small goals like that make it so much easier to see the bigger picture, right?
Yeah.
We got to put those things in place and press forward and remember those small goals and small challenges and take them as wins.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's a good topic to bring up. So our culture has been like, you know, indoctrinated into this, like, go big or go home. You know, like if it's not these, like, if I can't leap tall buildings in single bound with my, you know, workouts or my nutrition, I might as well, I'm not doing well at all. So how do you start with your clients saying, you know what, small victories add up?
Well, you know, that's the one thing I have to say, like ACE does, you know, I'm certified with ACE, and that's one thing that they teach you like so well when you're going through the program for the personal training certification, is just really understanding the client's needs and helping the behavioral changes happen from early on. And it's all about listening to those things, like straight out the gate, like, okay, so what's going on with you? You know, understanding where they're having their challenges, and then helping them to discover how they're able to make changes in those challenges with those challenges. And it's just so rewarding, because once they take small steps and they start seeing self-reflecting and seeing those small changes happen for themselves, then they want to take bigger steps.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, and I love that. It's like so rewarding to help them reflect and see those things. Like, yeah, I remember when we were like struggling with just trying to get the idea of eating 5 times a day, you know, because I'm trying to get you strong and you wanted to like drink coffee all day as your meal. but now we're actually doing more, and you're seeing your body change. You're seeing these changes happen, and it's making you want to continue to push for more change. So it's them seeing that. It's them reflecting and seeing those pieces for themselves, which is just like out the gate rewarding.
Yeah. And it's funny, because it's like, you know, I can't remember who said it, but that, you know, you have to slow down to speed up. And I think for those people who are willing to accept the challenge of slow, they start to realize like, oh, wow. Like the more I get a win under my belt, the more I'm like, hey, I got this. I can do this. And it's sustainable.
I love that. And I love hearing that from my clients. Oh my gosh. Like, you know, they'll know that they'll come in, we'll do our assessment piece, and we'll go through all those motions, and they've kind of like had some experience or knowledge about how I train, and they know it's not going to be easy. They know it's not going to be easy. And they will tough it out, and we will come back and reassess like down the road. And the amount of change that they've made is just like phenomenal. And they're so happy and feeling so satisfied with what they've done that they start taking. I mean, I love it when they start adapting even more changes, like, because they want to see themselves continue to improve. And like, the next thing you know, they're like meal prepping and they want to tell me about things. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we were talking about. So, you know, it's a full circle reward when they come in the door, you're sitting with your client, you're trying to help them discover where their challenges are, how to work through those challenges. We work on those things, and then they were able to reflect and see the changes that have happened in themselves. Nothing greater than that. It's just so rewarding.
I know. I love that piece where like you say something to a client at the beginning and they're kind of skeptical, but they're willing. They're like, all right, I got shit else to lose, so I'm willing to try it.
Right.
And then like, you know, probably 2 or 3 months later, they're like, all right, you're right.
Yeah. And I love it when they're like, well, what's next? And I'm like, yes, what's next? We're going to get stronger. We're going to get better. We're going to get that squat game down. We're going to add weight. We're going to keep going. And they're all about that challenge. And so am I. So it's this whole like fulfillment thing going on there that is just mind like wordless. I don't even have words for it. It's just so great.
I know. It's funny especially because like, you know, you sound a lot like me where you're like, if you come to me in your mind, you're like, it's a done deal. Like if you come to me as a client, I'm like, you tell me your goal. It's a done deal. Like it's why isn't it happening is how I look at it. And when they finally like get on board and they like see how amazing they can be, you're like, yes, you finally tapped into your vision.
It is profoundly great. I just can't even with like how great that is. It's just awesome. They feel strong. They know they're strong. They are confident. They are way more confident in themselves. they want me to push them. I'm like, you know, I'm going to push you. Like, you don't ever got to worry about that. I'm pushing you, but they right. welcome the push. They're welcoming the push, Kim.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like, let's go. You know, that reminds me also when we first went into lockdown and I was initially training everybody virtually. This was the best, Kim. I just got to share this story. But they, like a few of the clients were just thinking it was going to be like some moderate, easy thing because we were in our living rooms.
Nope.
And I'm cracking up because I have clients that were like legit cussing me out.
They're like, wait, how is this harder in my house?
Yes. Oh my God. They hated it. They were hating single leg planks. They were hating. I'm like, you thought this was going to be easier? There's no way this is easier. Literally complaining about how, like, cussing me out. How much more challenging these home workouts are than the stuff that we do in the gym. So, you know, and then them like, I got to really get in shape. I thought I had it down. I got to make, and that's something that they would have not been able to accept had they not already been knowing like they were capable of making those changes and had made those changes even in the gym. Right. So now they're like, new challenge. Okay. I got to learn how to do a single leg plank because Venus is coming at me for like a 1 minute single leg plank every workout. Exactly. Yes, I am. I'm totally coming for that.
Right.
and the time's only going to increase and you're going to hate it more, but that's okay. Cause we're going to do it. But, you know, it's the attitude. It's the mentality that they have coming into that, knowing that, you know what, when we were crushing it in the gym, Venus pushed me there and now we're crushing it at home and she's pushing me here and I know I can do this also.
Yeah. So. It's funny because, like, you know, when we had lockdown, I had to like dust off my old boot camp instructor mindset of like, okay, what can we do with like little to no equipment? And one of the things I've been like challenging my clients with is single leg stand ups. And they've been like, holy moly. I was like, I'm like, you're sitting in a chair. I'm like, just like bear down on that heel and stand up. And they're like,
oh, like a pistol.
Like a pistol. Because I was like, in the gym, most of them, I would never have them do a pistol squat, but it was just, I'm like, hey, we're doing this. And I was like, you can start by like using a heel for both. You can start by using a hand. I go, but we're working on this. They go, by the end of the summer, you're going to be able to get up and down. Yep. And they were just like, oh my God, that was like the hardest thing ever. And I was like, now if I threw that at you at the gym, you probably would have given me the finger. The fact that you're sitting in a kitchen chair trying to stand up on one leg, you're like, holy crap.
Yep. Way harder than you would ever thought. And we do a lot of wall sits. Like when we do squats in the gym, I always have them do wall sits to activate their quads. And so I'm like, yeah, remember those wall sits? Here we go. You have walls everywhere. You're in your house. We're doing wall sits.
Right.
We're going to do them isolated. We're going. And they remember those from being in there and like, oh, I got this because she made me do this in the gym. So I'm going to be able to do this here. So great.
So it's, you know, it's this lockdown has forced us as trainers to be like, crap. All right. You got nothing. Okay. Let me think about it. Let me get creative.
It's brought out like, you know, for me, it's brought out so much of, like you said, the boot camp mentality combined with some of the, you know, it's funny, it'd be like some of the stuff that I actually wanted to do in the gym, but we were always so focused on lifting that I didn't have like, we didn't do like more body weight stuff.
Right.
And now like, it's like, oh yeah, we're going to get into that. I do these one things. Oh my gosh. My one client, she hates them, called knee squats. So basically you're on your knees and then you come up halfway into a squat and you hold, and then you come back down single leg, up, down, up, down.
Oh.
They suck. And then you do those and you go right into a plyo jump squat.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, right now, my eyes are like burning. Just like, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, my thighs are just like, no, thank you.
And that's the thing. They thought it was going to be some like easy. I'm like, no, I have it for you. Just as challenging it was as in the gym is as challenging as it's going to be at home. So make those home workouts and those outside workouts just as challenging. There's ways to do it. I promise you.
Yeah. So this has been awesome. Like I loved all of the tips that you have given people, you know, with the time management, how to break it up. You know, there's all these little nuggets. You know, my camera's broken so she can't see me. But as I interview everyone, I always take a page of notes to like be like, all right, when someone's like, I didn't get anything out of him, I'm like, hang on, this is what I got. Look at my notes. So there's a lot of like great nuggets here that I have. Thank you so much for that. But I have one last question I always ask all of my guests. What's one thing that makes you feel magical?
Repeat it one more time. You broke up just a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. What's one thing that makes you feel magical?
One thing that makes me feel magical. My son.
How old is he?
24.
Wow. First of all, so you're going to see her picture and the fact that she's a 23-year-old kid, you're like, are you kidding me? You're like, are you using Oil Volet? Like, what are you like? She should not have a 24-year-old kid.
I do. And that, when I look at him every day or whenever now, because, you know, 24-year-olds don't hang out with their mom.
Right. But
when I go on Instagram and see his photo there.
That's exactly it.
That's how I see him these days. It's reflective of everything that has been a challenge, that has been a challenge, that has been a success, that has been rewarding. Everything is wrapped up when I see that kid's Instagram pic at this point, because he's the story of my perseverance. So that kid makes me feel magical every day.
I love that. You know, I think because like as you know, once, you know, they get to like in their 20s, you kind of feel like your kid is kind of fully baked and you can look back and you can be like, you know what? You're like, all the times that I was like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. There's no instruction manual. I keep my fingers crossed. And you're like, all right, I raised like a kid who is what I wanted the outcome to be.
Yes. Yes. And that is a profound blessing. And I just look to him every day for strength and encouragement and willpower to continue to persevere and do more of what I love.
Yeah. I love that. Cause it's like, you know, you as a mom, you're like, am I doing the right thing?
Oh yeah. It's always that. And the fact is like, we grew up kind of together somewhat. So now that I'm at this place and I'm preparing to launch, the full launch of the Stronger Academy is happening October 8th, which we're super excited about around here. He's seen everything from the ups and downs and working many hours. And he's kind of like shared this experience with me. So it's like rewarding. It's just so funny. We share these stories and he's like, Mom, it's just so your time to be great. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah. So it's like your second child.
Oh yes, it is definitely this bad boy has been coming down the pipe for a long time. Yeah. And now the focus is able to be on it all the way. So it can be hopefully as epic as I pray that it is.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be epic. And, you know, just think, you know, now you don't have to change diapers with this one.
Right. Really? Yeah. And if you're free, hopefully you can join us for the virtual launch party.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm going to put that in the show notes as well, for sure. So this has just been, I love it. Like, I love when I meet people that I've never met before and like, we just can have these like amazing conversations. And this was just like and especially in my mind, I'm like, this is how the conversation is going to go. And you're like, please go that way. And it did.
Agreed. I really appreciate you having me. If you ever want to have me back and talk about more challenging things to keep these people moving, let's do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Venus. And again, you'll find, where can they find you on the socials? I know we can find your son on Instagram. Where can we find you?
I am at the Strong Academy across all platforms. And if you can't find me there, you can find me at I am Coach V, and it's V-E.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.